Welcome to the Whack Brackets podcast. We are now streaming in North Korea because I guess God felt as if he hasn't punished those poor fuckers enough. I'm your host, Mike. And on this episode, I have on a great set of guys. They are trapped in the offices of GameCore. And they've been forced to buy GameStop stock high and sell low because their boss is an asshole. I would like to welcome the Head-to-Head podcast. I will let you guys introduce yourself. How are you doing, Head-to-Head podcast?
Great. I'm Cowboy.
I'm Jake.
And I'm JB, a.k.a. Jibbles and Bits.
Yum, yum.
Woo. Oh, Jibbles and Bits. Not just the Jibbles, not just the Bits. Both Jibbles and the Bits.
You get both.
It's kind of impressive.
So why don't you guys tell me, outside of jibbling and bidding and cowboying, what do you guys do over at the Head-to-Head podcast? Anyone? Anyone?
I'll take it.
Okay, I was waiting for Cowboy to take it.
Yeah, you know why he'll take it? Because he's a cowboy, baby!
At Head-to-Head, we are three video game journalists. We are required by our boss. We are forced to battle video games in a head-to-head battle for domination. It's a fun show. It's full of we have skits. We have all sorts of kind of fun questions that we ask each other. And we really just bullshit the way through it and just have a blast. So if you get bored of most video game kind of shows, podcasts, where it's just talking for 2 hours, you should definitely check us out. We have a great time on it, and we'll always entertain.
Yeah, definitely. The way I like to describe the show is we're one part game review, one part Mystery Science Theater, and one part Muppet Show. Mm-hmm. If that paints a good picture.
Maybe two parts Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Maybe two parts Muppet Show.
And then one part Jibbles and one part Bits. You know, we got the whole...
It's two things.
Yeah, we're like 800% of a normal recipe.
We got a lot of parts. We got a lot of parts.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, our podcast has a really good mouth feel, I'd like to say.
It's got a creamy mouth feel.
Ooh, yeah, parts is parts, but yeah, that's leading to some creamy parts we don't want no part of. Only so many jibbles and bits to go around now.
We're going to have to watch the adjectives. There's a lot of questionable adjectives going around. You need to get those in check.
That's all right. That's why people own thesauruses, so they can have kibbles and bits and giblets and kits. I don't know. Regardless of that. What we are going to bracket off today is awful office mates with these guys. And before we go onward, I should tell you what I, over here at Whack Brackets, do. I am asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show. Now I have met these guys, and I consider them podcasting friends. Maybe one day we'll be real friends after the COVID-19s and all that ends, and I can travel to Arizona and burn in the heat of the Arizona sun instead of being cold as balls here in Tennessee, JB and Jake and Cowboy, and we will bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. So if you guys are ready to go with this podcast, I am ready to start.
My body is ready.
Body is ready. Is your mind ready? Because I'm about ready to blow your mind. No, your mind. Okay. Well, I'll give you a second.
No.
I'll give you a second.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a second.
It likes to not be ready, so go for it.
All right. I was going to say, I'm like the Pamela Anderson of podcasts. I will blow more than your mind here, so you got to be ready.
I wasn't sure where that was going, and then I was like, where else could it go? That's the only direction.
There's only one direction, and in Tommy Lee's instance, it is up. So with all that said, we have our first question. More likely to cheat at trivia. Again, these are awful office mates. More likely to cheat at trivia. Is it the person who smokes too close to the building, or is it the person that does not wash their hands after using the bathroom? We will let Cowboy lead this, baby.
Well, I mean, both are good. Neither one of them respect any form of rules. So my first take is going to be the person who smokes, because not only do they not care about other people, but they also don't care about themselves. Because the person who doesn't wash their hands is mostly just selfish, but the person who smokes near the building is self-destructive. So I think they don't care if they lose at trivia or get caught out or disqualified. So I feel like that's the correct answer. I feel like it's the person who smokes too close to the building.
All righty. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, that's a hard no there, buddy. The person that does not wash their hands after leaving the restroom is gutter trash. Hot take, baby. I'm just saying, especially in this day and age, not to get too topical. You're just, yeah, politics, whatever. The people who don't wash their hands, they're gross. They're cheating the system. They're going to go out there. They have a dirty secret already. And they're out in public doing their thing, shaking hands, kissing babies, maybe. I don't know.
And with their ass?
With their gross hands?
With their hands.
I mean, I won't. I mean, you can't kiss a baby by leaning in. Like,
you shouldn't kiss a baby at all.
Who leans it? Presidents kiss babies.
If it ain't your baby. If it's not your baby, don't kiss it. Like, that's my rule. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. But they already have a secret.
Unless it's a good-looking baby, and that's different.
Unless that is a handsome baby.
All babies are good-looking.
No. But yeah, they're already going into public places with that dirty ass secret. And you know, when they go into something like trivia night, which is so social and so fun, you know that they're going to carry their little secret on. They already do it anyway. They're going to take another secret. It's going to compound. Ugh, you know, they're going to cheat at trivia night.
Interesting.
Also, the people who smoke are cheating death. So
not for long. So JB. We have a split so far. What do you got?
Well, the boys make some really good points, but they're both wrong. So the answer is going to
both be wrong. Is there a third option?
Well, Cowboy's right, but for the wrong reason. So the answer is the person smoking too close, but it's not because they're self-destructive. It's because that is what gives them the ability to cheat. They go out and smoke some cigarettes. They get the cigarette smell on their fingers. They go in, they start marking cards. Have you ever seen Yu-Gi-Oh? There was a whole episode about this. She marked the cards with her perfume. And then she sniffs them. And she's like, that's an eight of clubs. But it's actually like Blue Eyes White Dragon or whatever Yu-Gi-Oh does. And that's how you win. So yeah, they cheat.
I remember that episode.
At trivia, which uses cards now, by rubbing their smoke fingers on them.
This is going to be understood by 1% of the audience.
Rubbing their smoke fingers.
Mm-hmm. The smoke fingers to create some sort of scent trail like an ant.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I have no idea what the fuck anything you just said. But
did we do the family feud thing where we clap and say great answer? Should we?
Good answer. Good
great
answer.
Answer. Good answer. That was good. Yeah.
You know, show me smoke fingers.
Show me smoke fingers on the board.
Steve Harvey looking at you like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
He's got a mustache.
That 4 minute
stare. Pretty good mustache.
His mustache is powerful.
Shout out to the Mustachio Podcastio. Steve Harvey has an excellent mustache.
Oh yeah.
So sadly, I think I'm going to agree with JB, even though he's completely wrong. Because I have no idea what the fuck he just said. So more or less, I'm agreeing with Cowboy and disagreeing with Jake. More or less because Jake said this was going to be a hot take. Anybody that doesn't wash their hands after they use the bathroom, no, they're just an awful human being. That's not a hot take. Everybody agrees with that, except for people that don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom. Those are just awful people.
That's fair.
But that said, the smoker, I honestly considered taking up smoking simply to get extra breaks during my workday.
Oh yeah.
Because it pisses me off that they get to go outside and literally it's like, oh, well, I have a habit. Well, you know what? I have a heroin habit, but you know what? I don't take it during work. You know why? Because I can't get my fucking job done. You know, quit being an asshole about this whole ordeal. But you guys are probably too young to actually remember when you could smoke. I'm a little too young, but I remember when you could smoke in restaurants regularly.
We're not too young. Like, we're right at the cusp, straight out of high school and college. I served people who could still smoke for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And then the other thing that I was young enough barely to remember this, but I don't remember it well, is you could actually smoke on airplanes and in offices. That's just crazy talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that's a thing. But regardless of that, it's like, I think those people, they're going to be like, hey, I've got to take a smoke break. And it's like, well, I'm going to take a smoke break. I'm going to look up my fucking answer on this final question. I have to take a quick smoke break and take my smoke. Oh, well, you know, they're already taking advantage of extra time at the office because they smoke. But the hand washer, he's just stupid. He's just lazy. He may be a bad human being, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that he's going to cheat at trivia. The one thing you'd never want to do with a guy that doesn't wash his hands at the office, don't help him with PC problems. Just don't. Okay. He's going to be like, I can't get my fucking computer to come up. Can you help me? He'd be just like, no, no, this is on you. You are the other guy in the office that doesn't fucking wash his hands. Everybody knows who they are. That's the thing, is everybody knows who you are. If you're a guy that doesn't wash your hands, even after you piss, not washing your hands after you're pissing is bad enough. Okay. I'm going to give a lesson to anyone that listens to Whack Brackets. There's not a lot of you, but if you're listening and you don't wash your hands after pissing, you're getting made fun of. If you don't wash your hands after you're shitting, you are the dirtiest human being. Nobody wants to be your friend. And I will eventually send your wife a private message and let her know, because she's married to a caveman.
You're going to slide into his wife's DMs for that.
It's like, well, if she's dirty enough to marry that dirty bitch, I don't want to slide into her DMs.
That is the weirdest reason to slide into DMs.
No, I'm like, straight up here, calling her and be like, bitch, your husband's a dirtbag.
Yo, what's up, baby girl? Your husband don't wash his hands. Want to do something? These hands are clean.
You're dirty with 3 yards. You make Christina Aguilera look clean.
This is why I leave my hands soaking wet when I'm done. And I make sure to shake everybody's hands so that they
it's
know.
It's true.
You walk out of the bathroom. Hands, I'm like, hey,
that's even bathroom, more disgusting.
See?
No, it isn't. I slap them on the back. I let one palm go down the side of their face. I just let, you know, I let everybody know I'm a clean guy. I wash my hands.
Finger guns, baby. How's hygiene feel? Bam.
Yay.
Have you ever been sitting there washing your hands and somebody walks up to wash their hands and you're like, I don't think you would have washed your hands if I wasn't washing my hands.
If I wasn't here. Yes.
If I wasn't here, you would have walked out. I could sense it.
Yeah, and let me ask you this personal opinion, okay? I'm not one of these guys and I don't like these guys, but I've been trapped into doing this by office etiquette. I hate when guys walk up next to you while you're taking a piss and they start talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what I think was the worst. My last job, there was a guy at the urinal, and a guy walked in, started talking to him, went to the shitter and started talking to him while he's at the urinal and he's at the shitter. And I'm at the other urinal. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
No, unacceptable. I mean, I've walked into the bathroom with people, right? And then we go to separate urinals and we have the adequate spacing. You know, you got to social distance those urinals. And you go in and then you immediately, your conversation stops as soon as your fly is down.
It should.
It just stops. And then you pick it up when you're done. Once you both of you are done, conversation picks back up. And that's the worst you're comfortable with. Like, I can't imagine talking to a stranger at the urinal. I would die.
The worst is getting urinal checkmated.
I have a story of urinal checkmate.
When there's only a certain amount of urinals open. And then they take the one urinal that's next to you so that you can't find a spot that is at least one space away. That's the urinal checkmate. That is the worst.
Yeah, I think what's even odder than the urinal checkmate, and it's similar to that, is when you have enough urinals, but they position themselves in the middle. I'm always an end urinal guy. I usually go to the far urinal.
Oh, you always go to the end. Yeah.
But some people like to place themselves in the middle. Say there's four urinals. And they place themselves at urinal number 3. So you can get the one to the end. But if you take the one on the closest point, then it's like too close to the door and people can kind of see you pissing. But then you already got to go with 2 or 4 because you can't take urinal number 1 because people are going to see you pissing when they come in anyway. So now you're on 2 or 4. So either way you play this, you're fucked.
Yeah, it's a power move.
It is totally a power move. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This may not make the podcast. It probably will because I keep all this shit in. Yeah, I was at when I was in college, I was taking a piss one day, and it was a 2-urinal pisser. You can't help it. You're just
what
you're
does
just
that mean? Well, 2-urinal.
Well, it's not like the urinal trough, but there's 2 urinals. Okay,
you're split streaming.
So, yeah, you split.
No.
Stream.
No. Just two
urinals beside each other.
Not and a 2-urinal.
They don't even have.
Yeah. You hold up a playing card.
Don't split the streams. Wait, that's don't cross the streams. Don't do that either. Don't do either.
And if you're going to cross the streams, make sure you cross them close enough that it gets all the fucking back spray gets on the other guy.
Yeah.
With that said, we didn't even have the divider between us. And this guy, I'm sitting here pissing, and this guy literally walks up, and you can just see him, and he just looks down at my dick, and it's not impressive. No. I'm just like, why? Why?
Did you look him in the eye and say, why did you do that?
No, I'll be 100% honest with you. I just got really uncomfortable. I cut myself about 3/4 short, had to go back to the bathroom about 20 minutes later because I was like, you know, had to zip up quick. I'm like, no, I want no part of this.
Nope.
Zipping up with a growing stain, just like, I'm done with a splotch growing. Yeah, I don't want to be in here anymore.
Going back and spending an extra 30 minutes in the library hoping it dries off. Because, it was exhausting.
Can I tell you, I want to tell one more bathroom fear before this cow dry. Do you guys ever go in a public restroom, sit down, and you got those stalls, and then you look up to see if maybe a giant 7-foot dude is peering over the stall door?
Yeah,
that is one of my greatest fears. No. I always look up wondering if somebody's up above down below, looking under the stall.
No, I always look through
Nobody
the cracks.
Nobody checks that?
Yeah. I always look through the cracks because I feel like 60% of the time somebody who's washing their hands accidentally locks eyes with you through that little crack. And then for a moment, you are just both there in the bathroom going, this is what's happening.
I heard a story about it was a giant guy. It was like 7 feet, was looking over this dude's stall, and he couldn't get him to stop because he had like mental health issues or something. But he was so big that in the, you know, the sit down toilets, that he was looking over the stall at this dude. And this guy was talking to him the whole time, asking him to stop. And he was just too big. And he was just looking at him.
That sounds like an urban legend. The man too big for a stall. When he sits, he still looks over.
We got to give this guy a nickname by the end of this episode. So keep it in the back of your mind. By the end of this episode, we're going to try to nickname the 7-foot tall guy that peers over the top of bathroom stalls. Okay.
The peeping Andre.
Okay, that's probably what we're going to go with, because I have a feeling I'm going to forget by the end of this episode. But if somebody comes up with better than Peeping Andre, if any of the listeners come up with anything better than Peeping Andre, we'll take it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to come up with anything better, but if we do, we'll try.
I mean, the Peeping Giant sounds like a kid's book, you know?
I like the Peeping Andre, yeah. Peeping Giant, a really perverted kid's book. But Peeping Andre... If you come up with a better name than Peeping Andre, send me an email at peepingandre@whackbrackets.com. I will honestly get anything at whackbrackets.com, or send it to whatever you have for a better name than Peeping Andre.
Oh, yeah.
And say, this is a better name than Peeping Andre. And I will post it, and I will give you much love and credit on a future podcast. So with all that said, Peeping Andre agrees with JB and Cowboy and I'm Jake's left out here in the cold. And we are going to pick the smoker being the cheater at trivia.
Nice.
And we're going to go on to the next question, which is going to pit the person who blames coworkers that are not there versus the person that only dates within the company, with the question being, which one of these two would be more likely to insult someone asking for spare change? And since Jake lost the last round, we'll let him lead off.
Okay. So I'm going to answer this a little tricky here. The person more likely to insult someone for asking for spare change is definitely the person who blames people for shit that isn't, you know, when they're not there, because the person that only dates within the company isn't that bad of a person. They're living their life. They're having fun. They're socializing. And the name of that person is me.
Oh, no. Are you that guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I am. When I was younger.
Yeah. You guys are the only three guys at this company, right? Game four.
It's a massive company.
We're on floor 22, so it's humongous. It's intimidating. But in my early years, especially working in restaurants, that is a clicky circle, and everyone dates around the restaurants. And of course, everybody dates everybody. And I was mixed up in that too. And I dated all my coworkers. And I know I would never insult somebody for asking for spare change. In fact, I've given enough money to feel taken advantage of. So Simple. That's my answer. It's the other guy because I'm this guy and I'm a nice guy.
All right. Usually the guy that says he's a nice guy is the guy that's not a nice guy.
I know. But... I thought about that as I was saying it. I was like, nope, that's a bad term. Nice guys are bad terms. I'm a Jake and Jake's a cool dude. So there you go.
All right, JB, we've heard Jake's take. What's your take?
You know, I feel like I have to agree with Jake because I've never once washed my hands. Ever.
Oh, we need to reboot JB. He's about a question behind. Sorry, he gets like this.
No, I am going to agree with Jake. I do think that the person who blames people that aren't there is also going to insult people for asking for spare change because they live in a fantasy world where there's people that don't exist and they blame them for their problems. You know, it's like, oh, 18-foot-tall lizard. He's the reason my computer won't work.
Typical excuse.
And also the reason I don't wash my hands. Yeah. So when that lizard person asked me for change, I got to insult them because they need to know that they went wrong by being a lizard.
All right. Well, you know what? Just for the sake of argument, I'm going to interrupt and I'm going to make Cowboy either agree with the three of you or agree with me and put us in a break because I'm not sure where he's going, but I'm going in the other direction. I'm going with the person that dates within the company, and I'll tell you why. No offense to you, Jake, but my guess is that the average person that dates within the company has trouble making relationships outside the company for one reason or another. So it's very easy when you're in a controlled situation as you are in a work environment to where you can put your best foot forward for a while. But the other thing about it is they also don't mind shitting where they eat, so to speak. And the fact that they know when they break up, sometimes this is going to end poorly. And there's going to be this tension and this anger. But they're willing to do it. And similarly, it's just like usually, at least for me, the people that I've been confronted with that ask me for change were normally near where I worked. And those people I saw on a regular basis. So I at least tried to be polite to them. Sometimes I'd give them a little change. It's more out of politeness because I knew I was going to walk through there again. These people, obviously, if they're willing to shit on their coworkers potentially by breaking up with them and talking bad about them after the fact, I'm thinking they're going to be the kind of people that are going to walk by the bum in the street and go, well, fuck you. And bum, it would get so uncomfortable eventually, even for the bum, that they'd be like, I got to change corners because I'm sick of seeing this bitch because he walks by me every day. Aww. I think that is more intimidating where the person blames other coworkers, gutless. Okay. They're gutless. They don't like confrontation. So when they go up and they see the guy, they're probably more like me. I'm gutless. Now, I am not the blame the other guy. I usually take the blame. Not that I'm sitting here breaking my hand, patting myself on the back, telling you what a good worker I am, but it's like, fuck, I'm not going to blame somebody. No, I'll blame somebody as, dude, you got to fucking deserve it. But I'm not going to blame somebody that doesn't deserve it. But somebody always seems to have an excuse with that. I'm not that guy. I just want the shit done right. But the people that are always blaming somebody, that's always blaming someone that's gutless. They're looking for an excuse. They're going to be the guy that takes a block over and a block around if they think the bum's on the street because they don't want any confrontation. So I'm going with the dater, the serial dater. So that leaves Cowboy to see if we have a split or if he's going to give it 3-1.
All right. So you made a good point, and I think you got me swayed. I do want to ask, not to say that I could be corrupted or bribed. What happens if we tie some special sort of thing?
You know what? It depends. I usually go with a tie break, and sometimes I haven't thought of the tie break tonight because we do have four. Usually it'll be two, and I give it to the guest, but since all the guests are kind of agreed, I would come up with a tie break and come up with them fly. I've got a couple that I use sporadically, but yeah.
Our favorite is whenever we tie on shows with guests, we make the guests call their mom, their mother, and ask them to weigh in.
Okay.
Which is always fun. I'm fine with that.
If somebody called their mom, I'll let your mom call.
Yeah, Cowboy.
What time is it? She's asleep. So here's the thing.
Better still. Call her.
she's dead.
Jake's calling somebody.
She doesn't even answer my calls when she's awake. So let's let that one lay. So You're right in the sense of it is about image, actually. The person who dates inside the company doesn't care about their own image because they shit where they work. Everybody sees their breakups.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so we're guesting on a podcast tonight, and I need you to be the tiebreaker. How's that sound?
Turn on speaker. This isn't happening until you speakerphone it.
I'm about to put you on speakerphone, so hold on. Here we go. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
So they're saying hi.
Hi.
Hello. Okay.
Can you guys repeat the question so I can repeat it back to her?
Sure. Okay. Ask her this. Ask her, who is more likely to insult someone asking for change? Would it be someone who dates people that they work with? Or would it be someone who insults people or blames people, I guess I should say, that aren't there?
Okay. All right, Emma. Who is more likely to insult someone asking for spare change? Would it be the person who blames people who aren't there? They blame people for stuff when they're not around. Or is it the person who only dates within the company?
It's the person who only dates within the company.
Okay. All right. Does she have a reason? I'll take the win, but I'm curious.
Is that your final answer?
She just knows. She is old and wise.
No. You can only answer. Yeah. You can only answer. So it's the person who dates within the company. Why?
It sounded the best to me. That's why.
That's good. That's good enough.
That's good fair. Enough.
All right, Mom.
Thanks, have Mom.
Thank you, Mama Jake.
That may be the best tiebreaker I've ever had in a show. Sadly, Jake loses to his own mother's hands.
My loses own to mom. His mom. You betrayed
just by your mama.
At two, mommy.
at two,
didn't
mommy.
Raise no sleep around her.
It was so good.
I wish she'd given you a talking to for sleeping around. At the end of that.
Like, listen here. Listen here, son.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you made a lot of poor decisions when you were working at that restaurant. It's exactly why I'm saying this.
This is a teachable moment.
Let me just.
I hope you learned something from all your indiscretions, Jake.
Indiscretions.
So, with all that said, we're going to the final round. We are going to pick the smoker next to the building against the person that only dates people that they work with. Final question. Which one of these two is more likely to have porn on their work laptop? And I think, JB, you have not answered first yet, so you get to go first.
I'm going to say the person that only dates within the company, because all of their dates happen within the confines of the building, right? So they're going out to the fancy cubicle, and they're eating spaghetti, and the cameras get them. Right. So then it's recorded. And then maybe they have like a little Lady and the Tramp moment where the spaghetti, they meet in the middle. And then the next thing you know, clothes are flying. And, you know, they got that spyware on the laptops because they got to track, you know, how people are doing
everything
with Big Brother, you know. So then Big now Brother. they didn't even realize, but now they have porn on their work laptop.
Oh, so it's themselves then.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. That's not what I was thinking, but that is a different angle. That's a good deep. One. Yeah. I'll take that. So
that
cowboy,
is the most interesting got? Thing I've ever heard on this flat earth.
Yeah. That's actually
conspiracy.
I had not thought about that angle. That's a pretty dope angle. So yeah,
that's
I'm impressed, JB.
Just don't. That's okay.
It's only 360 degrees of those.
I want to be contrarian here because I feel like the smoker is a little more reckless. Like they are the person who dates within the company by most company standards is fine and within the rules to do it at most jobs. But everybody knows that the smoker ain't supposed to be smoking that near. We got a lot of laws with that. So they don't care. They'll watch porn. They'll smoke. They'll do anything. They've checked out. They don't care. So I feel like despite the obvious fact that it's the person who dates around that is used to desire within the office, I think it's the person who smokes that just does not give a shit.
All right.
That's my answer.
Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
With who?
With me, of course.
With everybody.
Not with his mom, of course.
Everything. Just everything with my mom. No, I agree. It's the smoker. It's the smoker. In my long, illustrious career, every single time somebody has been caught doing something weird or caught with porn or something like that, they were also smokers.
Vices.
Yeah, they got the vices.
They got vices.
Absolutely. They already have vices. What's one more vice? To feel good. And yeah, they definitely break the laws too. I agree. That's it. I don't even have anything funny to say. It's the dirty smokers. Dirty smoker.
It's about feeling good at work. We all like to feel good at work. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling good for work.
Ain't nothing
feeling
wrong
good at work for 15 minutes.
Feeling real good at work.
I'm talking about smoking.
Are you?
Taking a small break to feel good at work for 15 minutes. Smoking.
Seven times a day.
Seven the nice times. Thing is, if you date somebody for work, you might get somebody to pull smoke you, and then you can like double team this. So with all that said, we have a 2-to-1 here, a smoker versus the dater. I actually have these listed out, and these were the ones I had, even though I picked those in the first round. I think I picked both of them. These were the ones that I would have lost this round to the other ones too. And these were very close. And the reason being, I'm thinking a smoker, they have a lot of opportunities to look at porn that other people don't, because they get to go outside with their cigarette. There's no reason to take your work laptop out. You've got it on your phone. If you want to, as we know, smoking is a very hands-on type fetish. And at the same time, you could have porn in your trunk. You could smoke in your car. You could do a lot more. You have a lot more opportunities at work with porn. The serial dater, though, they, as has been hinted at, if they're wanting to get their shebang on at work, they might be going fucking behind a dumpster or something.
Yeah.
Kind of a dirty. The thing is, let me ask you this, Jake. You dated at work. You don't have to dox anybody. But did you ever fuck on company time?
There's no way I'm saying that.
Okay,
that means yes. That means
okay.
Yes.
That's fine. That's all I had to hear.
I will say that I met my wife at work. So there you go.
I met my wife at work too.
Oh,
so,
JB's right. If you ever ask somebody a question like, "Have you ever killed somebody?" and they don't immediately say no, if their answer is "I cannot answer that," that's yes. That's yes right away.
With all that said, now I'd forgotten. JB reminded me I actually met my wife at work. And I'm going to even make this creepier or weirder. I met my wife when she was married to another man and pregnant.
Ooh.
Oh,
with another man's baby. It happened to be her husband, which is fair.
Right.
Not my baby.
I was hoping not.
Or a third man's baby. Man's baby. But I have nothing but great respect for my wife. Anybody that's heard me talk on this podcast, she's a great woman. I do another podcast with her sporadically, Only Stupid People. Check it out. I can't dox myself because you know what? I don't need porn on my computer. You know why? Because I go analog, baby. Give me the Playboy. Give me the Hustler. Give me the stuff in the plastic magazine that they sell you behind the thing at the truck stop. That costs like $7 and they won't let you open it before you look at it. So yeah, that's the way I am. So I'm going to give JB his props. I'm going to let him win a round this time. And I'm going to go with the dirty smoker because I hate smokers. I've never been a smoker. It's a terrible habit. And you know what? As I say, about ready to drink another beer for our next podcast. But regardless, not that drinking's a good habit, but better than smoking. So you can't get away with drinking at work. So I actually knew a lady that used to drink at work and she got fired for it. But nobody gets fired for smoking at work. So there you go.
Nobody gets fired for smoking.
Unless they were smoking the boss's pole and then they stopped doing it.
Oh my God.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
That was the key point. And then they stop. That's when they get
fired. Stopped. That's right. It's all fun and games until they stop. So with all that said, I think the dirty ass smoker at work, and let me rephrase this, smoking, not a good habit. I'm sure people that listen to White Bracket smoke, I'm really not trashing on you. We as a podcast have made smoking sound awful. It is awful. But we've also made it sound like you're a horrible person. That's not true. The only people that are horrible in this podcast are the people that smoke near a building. So if you listen to White Brackets and you smoke near a building, and piss off your coworkers, just don't do that shit. I think we would all agree. I really don't mind if you smoke in your free time. I don't really care what you do. Let your freak flag fly. Let your cancer stick, I don't fucking care. So with all that said, I would like to thank JB and the cowboy and Jake and Jake's mom. I don't think we've come up with a better term than what was it? Peeping Andre?
Peeping Andre.
Peeping Andre is going to win because I don't think we've come up with a better term, but I want to thank the H2H podcast, the head-to-head gaming podcast for being on. So I'm going to let you guys tell us how to get you on your social media platforms before we leave.
Yeah, check me out on Twitter. I am on there trying to be as funny as possible. There's a lot of like really great people I've been talking to lately. So get at us at head to head. That's the number two. When you think head to head,
don't
think the
do
number
it.
Two. Think shit.
head to head. Was that the guy from The Wire? She.
Thank you. He did not know the guy from The Wire. She. When you think head to head, think the number two. Think she. Head to head pod, I believe. So add the pod in there. Just look for all my weird posts talking about Luigi being a tender lover. I'm just on there being crazy. Get at me with any crazy messages you want. I'm highly engageable. I'm a little bit weird, so get at me. I'd love it. Jake runs our Instagram. He'll tell you about that.
I guess I'm not as social on Instagram. I feel like Instagram's not like a super social platform. I send the messages. I'm usually just sending stupid stories and pictures, but I do love it when people reach out and say hi, and you guys are, and I do love it. Our Instagram is, I always have to pull it up. Oh my God, because.
Wasn't it a head to head podcast?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. With the number two.
Yeah, it's head to head podcast. Hit us up. Give us some love. We'd love to hear from you.
You can also check us out. We have a website. It's headtoheadpod.com. Or if you hate the letter E, you can just do h2hpod.com. That'll work too.
And JB runs our OnlyFans, so if you're looking for some dude lewds, he's on there. He's posting.
Absolute stunning dude lewds. And remember, on that note, remember, the name of the podcast is Head to Head, a video game podcast. There's lots of head-to-heads out there, but we're the video game podcast.
Yeah, we don't do pinball.
Yeah, and on that OnlyFriends page, you might see different head-to-heads on their page. Jake was dating around work. We had some video of that on the OnlyFans page. I don't know what that includes, but go check it out. So with all that said, you can reach me on the tweeters and the Instagrams. I am at Whack Brackets on those. I am also, believe it or not, on the Snapchats, but I don't check that out. The Facebooks, I'm sitting there trying to hit on your mother and all her bad political views. You can also reach me on Reddit. I love Reddit, but I don't actually respond to anyone on Reddit. But if you actually give me a reason to respond, I will. I want everything. Nobody wanted this shitty name, which is why I'm at Whack Brackets and everything. I don't have 100 subscribers on YouTube, however. So if somebody steals me at Whack Brackets at YouTube, fuck you. And I hate your guts. All that said, thank you very much for the head-to-head podcast, for being on. We had the cowboy, baby. We had JB and the Jake Meister and Jake Meister's mom totally throwing him under the bus, which is a thing of beauty. And I'd love to have you guys on again. If you want to reach out to me on the email, send it to peepingandre again at whackbrackets.com. But thank you guys, and I am out of here, and I'll let these guys say goodbye, and we'll get out. See you.
Am I allowed to swear?
Do the line.
Yeah. You're not fucking allowed to swear, you son of a bitch.
Do the line.
Everybody, get the fuck out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Or morning.